Good morning, and welcome to the Tuesday edition of The Morning Show. I'm your host, Phil Huff, this morning. Sometimes I partner with Julie Calamine on Tuesdays. Today I'm solo, and it is October. Somehow it got to be fall, solidly fall, in that it is turning colors and turning cold and turning occasionally rainy. So we're going to start with a little bit of the weather here before we go to our guest this morning, Jesse Vachon with the Sandpoint Area Senior Center. But first up, weather, a high of 56 degrees today. Patchy fog, then mostly sunny. Tonight, 34 degrees, mostly clear. It's those cold, clear nights, but we're not going to hit freezing. Not tonight, anyway, it doesn't look like. Tomorrow, it's going to seem balmy at 61 degrees and sunny. Enjoy it while you can, because it starts to turn then a little bit later into Wednesday evening, becomes partly cloudy at a low of 34. Thursday, it's only partly sunny, a high of 56, and some clouds settle in so that on Friday we're looking at a 40% chance of rain and a 90% chance of rain Friday night and Saturday. So, rainy weekend. What's up with that, Jesse?
Well, it's fall.
It's fall, so.
It
So as I said, we're here with Jesse Vachon from the Sandpoint Area Senior Center, operations manager, fairly new, acting in the lead role. And welcome to the show. It's your first time on.
Thank you very much. I'm very happy to be here.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about your background.
Okay. Well, I'm a Sandpoint native. Been here 46 years now. I went away for a little while, got a design degree. Came back, did that for a little bit. Took a very long break to raise my wonderful children, which has been great. North Idaho is an amazing place to raise a family. And then I started with Sassy in March as their meal coordinator, and it has evolved into the operations manager role that I'm in now.
Well, meals seem like such an important part, and we're going to talk about the full range of things that Sassy does, but yeah. I think most people think of meals as central to the mission, and shoot, you know, as someone who's a senior, I look forward to lunchtime. So that bleeds naturally into operations, I suppose.
It does. And our main mission, I would say, at the senior center is to feed people. We also are trying to develop, not trying to, we have a really wonderful community that we have developed at the senior center that serves not only our seniors, but anybody who walks through our doors.
Yeah, all are welcome. So tell us a little bit more about the Senior Center, about its history, how long it's been around, the mission. Just give us a good general overview of the Senior Center.
Well, it has been in operation for 51 years, which is a very long time. It has gone through an evolution of different names, but let's see. Our main mission, like I said, is to feed people. We address food insecurity, which is a very, very big problem in this particular part of our community. Also, social isolation. And we address those by our home-delivered meals program and the lunch that we have in-house Monday through Thursday. And we're also just a gathering place. We have all kinds of activities that are happening, and we provide a place for social and recreational and wellness programs as well.
Mm-hmm. That's an awful lot of stuff, and as we touched on, you know, operations touches on so many things. You have a job title that suggests many, many hats, and right now there's no specific executive director. Give us a little fuller overview of the range of things you do.
Well, when I first started, I was the meal coordinator. And that is very heavy in the logistics of running the home-delivered meals program. And I still do that job. And I also, excuse me, the operations manager. So
that's okay. Take a moment. I'll talk just a little bit more about the center. It's been around a long time, and I've been over enough to know that it's just a wonderful operation. And it's a great facility, too, that others use. I've been there for a number of meetings and events that take place during outside the normal hours of operations. It's such a great asset that Sandpoint really cherishes it. Continue.
So the operations manager, it is basically, it's my daily job is to oversee all the operations of the senior center. In addition to the meal coordinator position, so I, like I said, it's very heavy in logistics. We have 5 different routes that we oversee for home delivered meals, and we also serve lunch in house Monday through Thursday.
Mm-hmm. So. It sounds like with so many things going on, there have to be a lot of challenges. What's been the biggest one for you coming in?
I have to say that our crew has been wonderful. It has made the transition very easy for me, but it is definitely a challenge juggling both the roles of meal manager and operations manager because both of them are very time consuming. And there's lots of issues that pop up that I have to just kind of set aside so that I can do my first job.
Yeah. There's so much going on. It's got to be one of those things where you probably go in every day not knowing what surprises they're going to be, what's going to come next. Do you have time to think strategically?
I have to make time to think strategically. Yeah. I do owe a lot to the people that I work with. Our employees are really wonderful and have been very supportive during the whole transition. And we have also really, really wonderful volunteers that are priceless. We could not run the center without them. So I think that just having that support base has been a definite asset for me.
Yeah, volunteers are really the heartbeat of so many nonprofits and in the world in general, but in Sandpoint, it seems like there's a thriving core of active volunteers.
And we have, yeah. I think we have the best.
Yeah. Now, for our listeners, and we've had folks on from the center before, but we always have new listeners. Tell us about the age. When we talk seniors, what are we talking about? And when we talk the Sandpoint Center, it really serves more than just Sandpoint. So give us a sense of the reach, the scope of age and geography.
We serve most of Bonner County. We have daily routes that service all of Sandpoint, Ponderay, and Kootenai. We also have a weekly route that delivers to Sagal. And people that are in the outlying areas have pickups where they can come and get their food on a weekly basis. Specifically when we're talking about seniors, it's those that are 60 and over. But the center is, like I said, open to all ages. Some of our programs are based on just the senior 60 and over community.
Mm-hmm. So that's a pretty big bucket. How many people are we talking about on any given day over the course of a month or year? What are the numbers look like that flow through?
Well, roughly? Last month we served almost 1,000 meals in just our home delivered route. Last year it was 18,000 meals for the whole year. Yeah. So it is.
That's a lot.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
And our numbers are going up. I'm signing people up almost daily for home delivered. And we see new faces all the time and when we serve our in-house meals.
Yeah, let's get into the nitty-gritty, the details of some of those. And let's start with the meals. Describe the in-house service and also the home delivery service.
In-house service, like I said, it's Monday through Thursday. We start promptly at 11:30. So if you can show up closer to 11, we require reservations, which you can make all the way up until 9:30 that morning. We have our menus online, and they also are in our newsletter that goes out once a month. Mm-hmm. If you're 60 and over.
There's some nice-looking menus, too. I get that alert. Oh. And unfortunately, I have so many meetings during the middle of the day, I'm never able to come over. But I look at the menus and go, oh, boy, I'd like to circle that date. No, I've got a meeting out of town. But there's some nice menus.
And there is, and we have a great chef and a great kitchen staff that puts out some wonderful meals. Let's hear what today we are having: Italian chicken, which I'm sure that the senior center already smells amazing with the chef in the kitchen.
A little taste of Italy.
It's going to be great. If you're 60 and older, the meals are free, but we have a suggested donation of $7 a meal. And if you're under 60, it's $10 a meal, and you're not going to get any better food anywhere in Sandpoint for $10 a meal.
No, it's a great bargain.
It really is.
And the home delivery service, are the same meals, or are they custom tailored for the needs that are required by home delivery?
Well, we do have specific nutritional needs that have to be met. The meals are usually pretty close to what we serve in-house. We sometimes have to make a few tweaks in order to be able to actually package the meals and send them out. But our daily routes, everybody gets a cold tray, which will have salad and bread and usually a little dessert. And then they will get a hot tray, which will be an entree and two side dishes. Mm-hmm. And they'll get that every day. Our weekly routes, like Sagal or pickups that people come in weekly, they will get typically five frozen meals at a time, which also come out of our kitchen. And then two cold trays with the salads. There's also milk that we send along with it.
That's quite a production.
It is. And we do mostly the same for in-house. You get a salad. We serve dessert first, which I think is kind of a perk. There's coffee, tea, juice, milk, all of that. And then and we serve it, like I said, promptly at 11:30. It's a great meal program.
Yeah. Now, outside of mealtimes, you have a lot of activities that go on. Let's run down through some of those.
Okay. Let's see. So this week, we have bingo on the 25th, which is our monthly bingo, and that starts at 1. The doors open at 12:30. We have our fit and fall proof classes, which are great exercise classes that help with stability and fitness. And those are Mondays and Thursdays at 3 o'clock. We have Bunko at 12:30 on Mondays. Tuesdays, it's Bridge at 12:30. And then Pinochle on Wednesdays at 9:30. And you can get information on joining any of those groups by calling the center. We have art classes every Wednesday, which is great. Carol comes in from POAC, and she teaches art classes. They're really wonderful classes. We have a knitting group that meets on Tuesdays at 12:30. And we have a monthly group for a felting class, which is really fun. They just made a pumpkin. I think next month they're felting a penguin. It's very, very cute. Mm-hmm. So we've got a lot of great classes that are very regular. We have some big events that are coming up soon also. We have our Thanksgiving bingo.
Okay, so that's a special bingo.
This is a special bingo. This is a fundraiser for the center, and that is going to be on November 8th.
Mm-hmm. Now, anyone can come and participate in that, I assume.
Anyone can participate. I think you have to be 18 in order to actually win a prize for that. But the prizes are great. There's a turkey or a ham to the first winner of each of each game, and then all additional winners will receive a gift that's valued about $15. And there's some really great gifts that they have for that. There's a 50-50 raffle, and there's going to be basket raffle tickets. Doors open at 12 for that, and it starts at 1.
Mm-hmm. And I see on the calendar somewhere there's a Medicare, Medicaid presentation.
We are going to be doing that. We have some gentlemen coming in on the 30th at 12:15, and they're going to be answering any questions that anybody has. I know there's a lot of changes with both of those programs. Mm-hmm. So,
Yeah, lots of changes. And in your bucketed age range, there's some people that are probably just now able to qualify for the Medicare. So they probably have lots of questions about how to sign up and everything.
Absolutely. And it's confusing for everyone. Yeah. So we're very happy to have them come in and do the presentation.
Yeah, I went through that a little over a year ago. And so there's a lot of information out there, and some of it good and some of it's just confusing. And someone who can cut through all that it's very helpful.
It's nice to have an expert to talk to.
Yeah. What other events do you have coming up?
Well, we are going to be starting our big fall fundraiser. It kicks off on November 1st. It's called Dish Up Community, and we have a goal of raising $93,000, which is quite a bit. That's going to help cover the deficit for this year and also start us off really strong for 2026. We are, each of our meals that we serve, only about about a third of that is paid from our funding agency, which is Area Agency on Aging. Mm-hmm. So we have to do a lot of fundraising to make up for that deficit in order to keep the meal programs going.
Mm-hmm. So what does the fall fundraiser look like? What kind of stuff takes place?
Well, we're sending out letters, and we're going to, this is actually very exciting. We have a matching donation of $20,000 for the first $20,000 from a very generous donor. So that is going to give us a huge boost when we get that underway.
Okay. Well, this is probably a good time, a good point in the time of the conversation to take a short music break. We're going to listen to a song by the Pretenders, and then we're going to come back and talk a little bit more about things going on at the Senior Center and how things look going forward. So stick around. We've been talking this morning with Jesse Vachon from the Sandpoint Area Senior Center, and right now we're going to listen to the Pretenders. The Pretenders version of Forever Young. Welcome back to the Tuesday morning show. I'm your host, Phil Huff. This morning we're talking with Jesse Vachon from the Sandpoint Area Senior Center. And we were last talking about November and the need to make up funds for the end of the year and some of the events going on. And I think you wanted to lead with the event on the 31st.
Yes, we have our last fundraising breakfast on October 31st. It starts at 8:30, and we're going to have a costume contest since it's on Halloween. We have to dress up.
Have to do that.
Have to dress up. Reservations are required for that, and it's a $10 suggested donation. And there's no school that day, so we would love to see kids. Bring your grandkids, wear your costumes. We'll have a little contest. It should be a lot of fun.
And what time does that start?
It starts at 8:30.
8:30 on the 31st. Okay.
On the 31st. Yeah.
Oh, very good. Is that rounded out for the year? Do you have things coming up in December?
We just have our regular scheduled programs that we had already talked about.
And people can find that out, all about that on the website.
Yeah, we have that posted, and like I said, it's in our newsletter. Okay. And so, yeah.
Good. Let's talk a little bit going forward. You were saying off air a little bit about some of the plans that the center has for hiring to help fulfill some of the mission, and why don't you pick it up and talk a little bit more about that?
Well, when we lost our wonderful executive director, she moved on to her dream job, the board of directors decided to split that executive director position into two different positions. So there's the operations manager, which I'm currently doing, and then we are hiring for a development director, which is going to be very heavily on the fundraising side of the business. They have some very specific requirements that they're looking for. They're 2 or more years of experience, which is mandatory for fundraising, strategy, event planning, and definitely the building of relationships with our donors. And then a demonstrated ability to develop and execute short and long range plans to improve the effectiveness of our fundraising activities. So we need someone that is definitely going to be able to steer us in the right direction for fundraising, because we rely so heavily on donors.
Mm-hmm.
So that position, there's more information on our website. You can stop by and get a job description from us. I'm happy to talk to anybody mm-hmm. who is interested.
And it's complimentary to what you're doing. You will still be at the center.
I will still be at the center. Yeah. I'm handling the business side of the mm-hmm. senior center, and this would be more the public side, the face of SASE, going to more events, yeah. meetings, that type of thing.
Yeah. Well, best of luck. It's a challenge always finding the right person for an organization.
We have high hopes. Yeah. I know there's the perfect person out there.
Good. Yes. Keep looking. And so, again, if anyone is interested, more about that on the SASE website and more from Jesse. So what does the coming year look like then? It sounds like a year of some transition. Otherwise, steady with all of the current programming, or do you foresee anything in 2026?
Well, I'm always looking to expand current programming, and I'm always looking for new ideas of ways to improve what we have and bring mm-hmm. more and fun things into the center.
Mm-hmm.
Our biggest thing that I'm working on right now is bringing our home-delivered meals to Priest River,
mm-hmm.
and that is something that we had done in years past. I believe we stopped that in July of 2024. So we're trying to pick that back up again. They have a very large need for home-delivered meals in the Priest River area. So that's taking up quite a bit of my time right now. And we're hoping to get that started by December. If not, then early next year, we will be delivering to that area.
Mm-hmm. It seems like there's always the potential to do so much more. And one of the limiting factors I know we've talked about before with folks from the center is that there seems to be a reluctance by some to fully embrace coming down to the center and self-identifying as a senior. There's a stigma around it. How do we remove that? How do we make it accessible?
And that is a really great question. We've had quite a bit of conversation based around that topic. I think the first step is to remove the senior from the equation. This our center is open to everyone. I keep telling people that, beating that drum. We are open to everyone. We have most of our programs are not only for seniors, and we are trying to develop a community that bridges the gap between all of those ages. We love having younger people. We love having our older seniors. There's such an array of personalities and backgrounds at the center. It's really a wonderful group. And just shifting that perspective from it being a senior center to more of a community center.
Community center. Yeah. It's always a challenge to get out there into the community and stimulate more interest. But, you know, it seems like there's some momentum going.
I hope so. And we are continually trying to, like I said, to forge those community connections. I recently started a program that I'm calling Students Helping Seniors. And I'm working with the National Honor Society at the high school and the CNA Club at the high school, putting them in touch, those students in touch with seniors in our community that need help mm-hmm. With anything from raking leaves to shoveling snow, which will be soon, little projects around the house and that type of thing. Yeah. So we have a sign-up sheet at the center if for anybody that is interested in that. I know that the National Honor Society students have volunteer hours, 25 volunteer hours that they have to fulfill every year.
Mm-hmm.
So they are looking for projects to do.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, trying to make those connections.
Well, as we come to the relatively close to the end of the interview, any final thoughts for us, Jesse?
Well, I have an open invitation to everyone. Come in and see what we're all about. Check out some of our classes that we're doing. Come and have lunch with us. Try out Pinochle if you want to. We love to see new faces.
Excellent. Well, if you've just tuned in, you can listen to this entire interview later on as a podcast at KRFY.org. This morning, we've been talking with Jesse Vachon from the Sandpoint Area Senior Center about all the wonderful programs that are coming up this November, as well as are going on around the year. It's a great resource. Check it out. Find out more information on their website. And we'll be, go ahead, Jesse.
SandpointAreaSeniors.org.
SandpointAreaSeniors.org. We'll be back next Tuesday with more Morning Show. Actually, we'll be back tomorrow and Thursday with more Morning Show. In fact, after the songs, stay tuned, and I'll be taking a deeper look at things coming up here, programming on KRFY, and events happening in the community. We'll go through some of all of that activity coming up here after a song break.